Did it just get hot in here? She's a hot mess. A hot, hot mess podcast. Hello, degenerates, and welcome back to a hot, hot mess podcast. My name is Haley, and I am a hot mess. Picture me as your wild older sister. I have seen some shit, so now you don't have to, and you're welcome. So this week, I'm just going to jump right into it. We're going to be talking about the female fucking orgasm. Yes, hot messes. That mysterious thing that has been pondered for decades, yearned for, if you will. Something that people without vaginas are so perplexed by, yet those of us with them can experience it in about 10 to 30 minutes, give or take. And why is this? Well, buckle up, get you a drinky drink, and I will explain. Now, a little disclaimer. I'm going to be talking about my personal experiences as a woman who identifies as she, her, and I always have. I was blessed to be born in a body that I am happy with and one that matches my gender identity. So when I say women, it does not mean all women. If these stories do not resonate with you, if you are a trans woman who has not had or will never have top or bottom surgery, you are no less of a fucking woman than I am. If you are non-binary and have a vagina, I do not mean to misgender you. And if that's a trigger, I will see you in the next episode, babe. I still love and support you. I want to create a loving, accepting space for everyone to just laugh with or at me. As a member of the LGBTQ plus community, it is really important to me to create a space that everyone feels accepted. We all deserve that as human fucking beings. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, let's move right into things. So personally, I was diddling the old button, flicking the bean, or my personal favorite, DJing it out, at a really young age. I had my first kiss when I was, I think, 6. It was actually with a girl that I grew up with, like a family friend, and her and I were super close. We actually still to this day call each other cousin. There's no blood relation before you let your minds run wild. But I was very aware of how certain parts of my body felt when I was kissing people. So I chose to explore that. I was spelunking the old cave at a... Oh my God, that's an ew. Well, you can't hate me more than I hate myself in this moment. So let's just move on. I was doing that around 8 or 9 and it never stopped. So as I got older, I have been very in tune with my body and I know how to reach the top of Everest. There's this weird thing we do as women when we start fooling around or having sex with other people, we feel the need to lie about coming. We become so good at faking our orgasm and we will look just like the women in porn or on TV with these sexy O faces. Now, there are two types of O faces. The first is the most well known. You might have seen it in some risque TV or movies. It's that kind of slack jaw, perfect O, just really relaxed, really sexy, right? Now, the second is what I like to call the sad pout. The eyebrows come down. It's seen more in porn, and it's normally followed by, like, fuck. Now, if you're laughing, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you need to go watch more porn. I can't help you. So, fellas, if you are actually making a woman come, she will not look like that. She will just be mangled. I mean, looking like she sucked on a lemon. Bottom jaw just jutted out. Your super sexy girlfriend, wife, hookup, whatever you started fooling around with that night will completely transform into fucking Mulgarath. If you don't know what that is, please Google it. Shout out to Spiderwick. So I'm going to give just a few tips for my fellas. Tip number one, foreplay, foreplay, foreplay. Touching, kissing, teasing, Women are mentally stimulated first and foremost. If you can get our mind going, we will turn into Niagara Falls. There's a direct correlation there. If you don't know how to do that, just ask us. Then in a few weeks, use that information against us. Stop rubbing your boner on our backs when we're trying to go to bed and expect us to be in the mood. Let's role play for a second, okay? I want you to close your eyes. Let's say you and your partner are laying in bed. You roll over on your side and your girlfriend, your wife, whatever, rolls over and spoons you. So now you're the little spoon. You're just laying there really warm and cozy. And all of a sudden, you feel something poking your back over and over and over again. So you roll over to see what the hell it is. And there's your woman, butt-ass naked, with a 12-inch strap on, and she's rearing to go. Now, most of you would be shocked, and your dick would crawl back into your body. That does not include you spicy men who love a good pegging. I see you, but let's be real, you have no issues making a woman come, so this is not for you. For the rest of you who were mortified by that little role play, imagine how we feel. And you want us to be excited about that? No. So tip one, foreplay. Moving on to tip number two, and I really need you to listen to this one. Every woman, every vagina is different. So ask us what feels good before we're having sex. Ask us how we like to be fingered. Ask us what our favorite position is, how we get ourselves off. Help us help you help us. This conversation alone will be so sexy that we might just tear off all of your clothing right there. There is nothing more painful and unattractive than a guy who thinks his girlfriend is his fucking Xbox controller and he's doing one of these. Look, you're gonna rip it off, okay? Little Bean is very sensitive and now she's fucking pissed. So slow down, ease off the throttle there, buddy, and just listen, okay? Teacher has arrived. Tip number three. This kind of rounds back to mental stimulation, but if your partner is withdrawing sexually, chances are there are issues in your relationship. We are not going to want to sleep with someone that we are supposed to be committed to if we are not feeling loved, secure, and comfortable within that relationship. Just a side note, if you are randomly hooking up with women, which is totally fine as long as you're being safe, and you screw and leave, unless this is something that you discussed beforehand, that makes a woman feel like shit. Now, sure, there are women who are the exception to this, right? But most women are not going to feel good if you just enter and exit that fast. She's not going to admit it to you. Chances are she'll just wait till you leave and then she's going to cry herself to sleep or call her best friend. She is not going to be planning your wedding and picking out baby names if you hang out and show her affection for like an hour, because society has programmed her to feel less than if she sleeps around. And I'm just gonna get off on a side tangent here. Why is it when a woman says that I want intimacy and I want affection that all of a sudden we're clingy and we're needy and we're over emotional? Every single person, regardless of if you're a man, woman, somewhere in between, maybe a little bit of both, maybe none of that at all, whatever you identify as, we are still human beings and we get lonely. We want, we need, and we yearn for intimacy and affection. That does not make us over emotional or clingy or any other negative thought that comes with that. We're just humans figuring out our lives one shot of vodka at a time. There's nothing wrong with that. So, fellas, I hope you learned something there. I'm going to go ahead and move on to my ladies. Ladies, hello. How are you? Has anyone checked in with you recently? You look beautiful today. So, here are my tips. for the ladies. These are just three things that I wish that I would have learned a hell of a lot sooner in life. I would have been happier, I would have been healthier mentally, and I would have been having way better sex. So, tip number one, men can't read our minds. It's shocking, I know. We think that they should be empathetic. They're not built like that, okay? The sooner that we wrap our minds around they are men, we are women, we think very differently, a lot of things in this world will be fixed. However, I am only one person. It's only episode two. You're putting a lot of pressure on me. I'm working on it, okay? So, men cannot read our minds, so we have to teach them how to get us off. And every guy, just like every woman, every vagina is different. Every guy is different. So you are going to have to break him down to build him back up to be your perfect sex god. Show them, grab their hands, use your words, move them around in the bed. It is time for us to take control. Get on top, pull him on top of you. Put his mouth, his hands, his body wherever you need it in order to get yours. Because if sex is not being enjoyed both ways, what the hell is the point? At that point, you are literally just laying down for somebody else's pleasure, and we have to fight way too much every single day. Our weight, our hair, our nails, our cars, the list goes on and on and on. We have all of that. We don't need to fight for good sex, okay? We just need to teach. Help your partner match your preferences to get you off and be willing to do the same for them. Moving on to tip number two. Ladies, I really need you to promise me something, okay? Like, it's our little pact. We're gonna pinky promise, okay? Everyone right now, hold up your fucking pinkies and you are going to pinky promise me something. We are going to stop faking our orgasms. I know. Homeboy's been going at it for, an hour at this point? You're starting to get chafed down there. Your back hurts. Your hips hurt. You're kind of seeing stars. You're hella dehydrated, and all you want to do is eat ice cream that you've had in the freezer for 2 months. I know. I get it. I have been there. But it is not fair for us. It is not fair for the men. And at this point, you've already pinky promised me. So, sorry. Since I turned 25, actually, no, I'll take that back. Since I chose to divorce my hot mess ex-husband, I made a vow to myself that I will no longer fake my orgasm. That's right. I do not lie about my nut to anyone. If a guy does not get me off, not only do his chances of seeing me again decrease tenfold, but I am not responsible for stroking his sex ego. If a man wants it, he gonna get it. We see men have this hunter mentality. They see the truck, they get the truck. They see the girl, they get the girl. They see the PlayStation 5, they get the PlayStation 5. If he wants you to come, he's gonna get you to come. So we pinky promised, we're in a pact now. There's no gozies, backsies. You're locked in. Here is tip number three, my final tip for my ladies. We are done with being embarrassed by normal functions that happen during sex. Why do we get so embarrassed if we let out a little toot or a little queef? It happens, and I'm gonna tell you, I've experienced this a lot. And I have also experienced a hell of a lot of embarrassment because of what my body naturally does. I'm gonna share with you a little story time because y'all really seem to enjoy the last one. I was hooking up with this guy a couple weeks ago, and we were hot and heavy in the foreplay, you know, heavy petting, whatever. So he all of a sudden flips me into what I like to call goddess pose, face down, booty up. And this was the best experience that I have had of someone using their hands. He was so good at this that I got completely lost. I didn't know my name, who I was, what planet I was on, where I was at. I was so euphoric in that moment. And my body betrayed me and let out a little toot. I instantly was mortified. Had the lights been on, this man would have seen an already pretty red person just turn into a complete tomato. But it was quiet. It wasn't super loud. So I was like, okay, you know what? He didn't hear it. We'll just move on from it. It never happened. Okay, like I get out of my head, I start to get in the moment again, and bam, it happens again. And if it happens more than once, you can't ignore it. So that I'm sitting there in goddess pose wondering, okay, do I say something? Is he gonna say something? So then he takes his thumb and puts it against my butthole. I cannot make this up. And goes, it's okay, baby. Just let it all out. Oh my God. I cannot describe to you how embarrassed I was. And for what? That should be a compliment. You made me lose a bodily function that I can control 10 hours a day. I don't rip ass when I'm at work. I've been in meetings. I've been surrounded by hundreds of people at one point and have not ripped ass. You and I are alone in my bedroom and you make me do that? Congratulations. That's not a toot. That's a round of applause, my guy. So yes, we are going to stop being embarrassed by our bodily functions, especially ones that we can't control, like a queef. Yes, we are done being embarrassed by our queefs. I'm supposed to be the one embarrassed. Why? Because you pushed air into me? Because you pulled all the way out of me and then slammed back in and you thought you were going to have no repercussions? And I have to feel like now I'm a Macy's Day blimp with all this air inside of me. So we are done being embarrassed by silly, petty little things like that. Because what is the point of sex if all parties involved are not having fun? Because sex is not mandatory, obligatory, or shameful. Thank you so much for tuning into episode 2 and all the love and support you've shown me so far. If you like this episode, make sure to hit that follow button below. Tune in every Tuesday for more fuckery and spice. And I will see you next Tuesday. Bye, bitches.